Hello, and welcome to Spinal Columns, the official newsletter podcast of CanSpine. We're part of the School of Physical Therapy in the Faculty of Health Science at Western University. Today is Sunday, February 1st, 2026, and for this monthly episode, we have two updates from the group. First up, we're looking at a systematic review that addresses a clinical question. Do a person's physical abilities after hip replacement reflect their self-reported recovery? This research, which had support from Allison Rushton, examined the connection between objective physical measures and the outcomes patients report themselves. The authors synthesized results from 51 studies that assessed associations between physical measures of spinopelvic alignment or physical functioning and patient-reported outcomes after total hip arthroplasty. The review found very low-quality evidence suggesting no association between physical measures of functioning, such as walking speed or stair climb tests, and patient-reported measures of function or pain. The authors noted that other findings were inconsistent, highlighting a need for future research on this association. Next, we turn to an implementation study that asks, can a group exercise program improve strength and balance in adults with osteoporosis? This research, which was led by Christina Zibart, implemented a group physiotherapy program in an outpatient clinic. Adults with osteoporosis participated in a 6-week exercise intervention held twice weekly for 60 minutes, which targeted whole body strength and balance. The results indicate that the program was successfully integrated into the clinic, with participants enjoying the exercises and the social aspect. The study's physical outcome measures showed promise, as the 30-second sit-to-stand test improved by a mean of 3.1 repetitions. And so, this month's updates present two distinct views on clinical results. First, a review found a discrepancy between physical test results and patient-reported recovery following hip replacement. Then, an exercise program for adults with osteoporosis showed improvements in a physical capacity test, alongside participant enjoyment of the program's social nature. These studies bring forward the different components of rehabilitation, the outcomes that are measured in a clinic, and the outcomes that are experienced by the individual. That concludes our update for February. Thank you for listening to Spinal Columns, official newsletter of CanSpine.